on Simin Vov Tif Talit. Yesh Noegim Others Have a Minik Sha'acher Shebilech Echot Bichas HaShachar. One person made Bichas HaShachar from a nation L'Sech Livin. He said all the brachas Va'onu Achav Amen. And afterwards they all answered Amen on his brachas. Chayza Echot Me Ha'enim. So one of those who were from the Einim Amen, Einim Amen, the Mavorech, so then he makes the brachas for himself. V'Einim Achav Amen, and the others will answer Amen on his brachas. V'chaseder Aza Oisin Kol Oisin B'Shalno Amen Tchila. So all those who said Amen, so let's say we have 50 people, it started off, one person said, B'Bichas HaShach, and 49 answered Amen. So now we'll have the 48th one, or the one of the 49 will now say the brachas, and again, they all answer Amen. So all of them said the brachas, and all answered Amen. So the Shaila is, that means if the first person made the brachas, so they all theoretically could be yaitze with the first person's brachas. So that what they're making their own brachas theoretically should be a bracha shein etzriche. So that the Mechaber says, ve'ein la'arer aleihem, one should not criticize this anhoge. Ve'loimar and say, Shekvar yotzu ba'omein she'onu tchilu. They were yates already. He said a brach and they answered omein. Mibnei shamavorech einay mechavan lahitzi achem. First of all, the one who said the brachis did not have kavona to be maitzi those who answered omein. He said the brachis for himself. Va'afilim hoya mevorech mechavan lahitzi achem. Afilu the Mavorich would have had Kavone to be mighty them with his brachas, but those who were answering Amen, they don't have an intent to be yaita with his brachas. So it comes out that each person is only answering Amen on someone else's brachas, and he was not yaita with that person's brachas, so therefore all of them can make the brachas. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Noyagim V'Kavonosom Hu Kedei SheYashlim Kol Echot Atzadik Omeinim L'Yayim. There's an Indian to say 90 times Amen each day. So Mameila, this is a convenient way to chaperayim the Tzadik Amen. V'ayim B'Sharei Tshuveh SheYesh Mefakpekim Dozeh. Others hold that it is not proper that one should do like this. Since we are not noyeg to be yaitza with his bracha, there's no shaila, and therefore one can do this. The Gaon seems to say it is not so mahudadik that everyone should make the brachas. Alkein komokim umokim yasu kefi min hogesh kol echad yesh le ami lifmach. Shekvar yotzu, they were ready yaitim. Bevush mashma shein yocha lohitzi bichas hashacha bepoches mei asore. So the bush has a murder kechidish that afilu when one has kavone to be mighty, by Bichas HaShachar, you need a minion in order to be able to be mighty someone, similar to Chazoras HaShat, that one can only be mighty if there's a tibur of 10, but one cannot be mighty Shemay Nesrei Pochas Mei Asoret. One does a machlekes and this. Vayimachli magodim the mitzadid b'seif 12 loyim the dafke beboki eni moitzi bepochas miyaskora. A person who is a boki to make the brach himself, so then you need a minion. Avol b'shein boki, if a person bechlal does not know how to make the brach, אין צורך הסובר אף להלבוש. סיף זיין, סימן זיין, דין לבורך ביחס אשר יוצא כל היום אחר התולס מים בוי דלת סיף. סיף א', כל היום, the whole day, שאויסה צלוחוב, when a person is אויסה צלוחוב, now we're speaking about after Shachas, we're speaking about the rest of the day, a person is Oyser Tzlochov, Ben Stanim Ben Gedoylem, Mavorech Asher Yotza. So it makes a broch Asher Yotza. That means each time there's an Asiyah Tzlochov, so there's a Chiyav to make Birchas Asher Yotza. But V'loi Al Netilas Yadoyim, but to make Al Netilas Yadayim, because there was an asiyas tzrochov, there's no such thing. Only in the morning we make al netilas yadayim after asiyas tzrochov, but not during the rest of the day. Af im roitze lilmoit, even though he wants to learn now, oile hispalo miyat, let's say he wants to daven minche or mairif, and he was oise tzrochov, and L'chayre, he's mechuyev to wash his hands. He has to be mispalo b'yadayim nikiyeh. So he's mechuyev to wash his hands. Afal pikein, that's true, he should wash his hands, but he should not make a brocha al netilas yadayim. Al netilas yadayim was only niskan before tefillas shachris, and that's it. Hago, we'll try to explain this soon. Hayu yadav meluchloches. Now, afilu, his hands were meluchloch. That means they became mitunef al yedei asiyas tzrochov. For example, sheshiv sheif behem. That means there was meiraglayim, and he went and he was meshapshiv the meiraglayim with his hands. So his hands became meluchloch with meiraglayim. That the zikr adin, he cannot daven in this item. He's mechuyev to wash his hands. That's true. But afilahochi einay mevorech al netilas yadayim. Al netilas yadayim we will not make. And let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps we'll get a little clearer in this halacha. Mevorech. One makes kol hayoyim k'sha'isa tzrochot. And whenever a person is Oysa Tzrochov, Mavorech Hashe Yotza. Now, Vafilu im Nimshach Zman Godel Achar Asiyas Atzrochem. Afilu a long period of time passed, that means he is also Tzrochov, and he did not as yet make Hashe Yotza. It's 5 hours later. Afilochi chayim levorech. That means asiyas tzrochov. There's a chiyuv to make asher yotza. So even though there's a big time span from when he was oisa tzrochov to when he makes the broche, afal pi kein, he make asher yotza. Fine. Ve'im will elaborate on this soon. Ve'im loy bizech ashe yotza. Let's say he was also tzrochov 10 o'clock in the morning. He did not make ashe yotza. Ad sheroitze lahatil mayim shenis. And now he has an urge to urinate, let's say, 12:30. He did not make yet 10 o'clock, and now it's 12:30, and now he's chapsech, he didn't make asher yotza on the first urination. Is das aprime godem, the mikoidem sheyato, so before he will urinate again, yevorech asher yotza, he should make the broch asher yotza, al ha'atolo horishayne. He should first make Asher Yotza, and then he should be Matal Mayim again. Now let's explain the Shitas HaPrima Godin. I want to discuss this problem right now. The Shitas is Amachloikes, the Prima Godem, and the Shari Tshuvet. If a person has a urge to urinate, or Lasei Srochot, but the urge is not, that means this is an urge that 72 minutes can pass by, and he'll have this slight urge, but he won't have a strong urge. That means this urge is, he has an urge to urinate, but I'll upon him, he can wait 72 minutes without a strong urge. May he make a broche in this matzah? So there's a machlokes, the Prima Godem and the Shari Tshuva. Prima Godem says you can make a broche. No problem. I'm not telling you to daven Shemin Esrei in this matzah, but a broche you can make. So the Shari Tshuva says no. One should not make a broche. But now we're learning Prima Godem. So the Prima Godem says as follows. That means he urinated 10 o'clock. Now it's 12:30. He has an urge, but this urge he can wait another 2 hours. It's also not gefährlich. So the Prima Godem says, no, so you imuchud, there's no time span from when how long you can wait to make asher yotzar on asiyas socha. So now it's 12:30. So make now a broche, and then you'll be matul may make it. There's a chiyuv on this hakala. So make the broche. There's no iser to make the broche. You mechuyev to make the broche. So make the broche. That is the svara of the Prima Godem. Amo b'shari tshuve hiskim b'shem kamo achoinen. B'shari tshuve dim niska la'acha she'ischa lo'itayve shuv lo yeborech ayin shom. Now, we can learn two ways in this shari tshuve, what the reason is. The second way we'll see at the end of the simen, but let us just say one way. The Dirshu before brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach understood this Shari Tshuva as follows. He doesn't give any reasons in the Shari Tshuva. He understood this Shari Tshuva as follows. The brocha of Asher Yotzar is similar to Abirchas Hanenin. That means a person has to be mefane his guf after we make roifei chol bosor, and we had that Trakeltis is amir de kezach that Rabbeinu Shlomo made that a person is capable of cleaning out his guf. This is a refuah. So memele. So we thank the Rabbeinu Shlomo for this matzah. So now there's no need anymore of pinei haguf. I'm roifei chol bosor. The minute he's tzorich l'nekovov again, so now that hanor that he had till now is botol already. That means now there's a new need. So Rav Shlomo Zalman understood that the birchas ashayota is similar to birchas hanenin. So just like if a person ate, so he should bench. But what is, now he's hungry already. So the hanos achila is non-existent anymore. So then the aloch is, so the hanos achila is non-existent. You can't bench anymore. You can only bench because hamosin calls man, I'm deriving benefit from the achila. But if this benefit is non-existent, you can't bench anymore. So Rav Shlomo Zalman understood pshat in this halacha that the same halacha is by Asher Yotzer. Reifei chol bosor, Baruch Hashem, there's no need anymore. My body is clean. Fine. So that's good. So kol zman, I'm in this matzav, I can make Asher Yotzer. But the minute the matzav changed, now there's a need again, lefanei gufoy. So you can't make the bracha. That's one mahalacha to learn pshat. That's how the Yishuv brings down before. That's how Rabbi Shlomo Zalman learned pshat. We'll see later. There's another way how to understand this. But let's go further. Asher yotzal Kosav Rashal Beshuve Simin Tzadik Zayin Mi She'ochal Dover Shechayev Brocha Achoyne. A person ate something, he's chayev to make a brocha achoyne. It's a chayev on him to make a brocha achoyne. V'shochach, the v'shochach is lav davki, forgot. V'hitu mayim, al kaponim, he ate, he's chayev a brocha achoyne, and now he was oisitz rochav. Fine, v'hitu mayim. Now, this person is mechuyev to brochas. He has to make a brocha achoyne, aber in the foshes. He has to make a shayotza, which bracha should he make first? Is there a halacha? Which bracha should one? Oh, Galdi. V'niskar koidim shabol aboich ha-shayotza. Eze mehem koidim. V'heishiv da-shayotza koidim. So the marshal says ha-shayotza is koidim. The todir ha-shayotza, that means if he will calculate during the day how many times he makes a shayotza and how many times he makes better nefoshes on the stomach. By most people, there's more a shayotza than better nefoshes. So a shayotza is called a broche tetire. And to my mind, there's a cloud. Toda v'sheini toda toda koida. There's no pasul of esach hadas. But no, this is nothing. He's chayim and hashayotza. No problem. But he's not mechuyev to brachas. He's finished eating. He has two brachas. Now he's not leaving. He forgot. He should have made right away the brach. He didn't. He said chachas, but forgot. But Yeah, okay. So he has to go. You're 100% right. That he can make the bracha in the first. You're 100% right. But the shail is, whatever it is, now he has to make two brachas. He went back. He didn't go back. He has to make now two brachas. What bracha does he make first? So that the marshal says, Todah v'sheini todah, todah koitam, he makes the shayotza first. Now, there is a diyik from Rabbi Kevega. Let us just, I'd like to mention there's a machlekes in this. It's a big machlekes. Rabbi Kevega was medayik from the marshal. The marshal says, "Mi shochel dover shechayev brocha achroine." He's chayev a brocha achroine. So brocha achroine means b'rin nefoshes ala michya. That's a brocha achroine. What if a person is chayev in bichas hamosin? Let's speak about the same scenario. He ate, he's mechuyev to bench, he went out v'osa tzrocho. So we also have the same shayla. What should he do first? Should he bench first? Should he make a shayotza first? So Rabbi Kevager and the Tzlach, let's say, Amur Dikechidish, no. If you have two of both broches are the Rabbonah, that means, let's see the case of the Marshal. The Brin of Foshis is at the Rabbonah. Ashayotzer is at the Rabbonah. So now, our guidelines are, so you have two similar broches. So my mail the shail is, which broche to be Magdim? So you say, Todav Sheni, Todav Kaitim. If I have a shaila of Birchas HaMozain, And Ashayotza, now there's a new factor, because Hamosin is at the Raisa. So could be this is a din of Todir Umikudish. This is a different ballgame already. Because Hamosin is Mikudish, it's at the Raisa. So Todir Umikudish, Rabbi Kevega says, then you do whatever you want. There's no din Todir Koidim. That's how Rabbi Kevega brings down, and that's a Shita Satzlach. I would just like to mention, there's a Shagisarye in Simen Chav Beis that says Beferish not like this. The Shagisarye says there's no mitzvah, the chilek between a mitzvah the Araisa and a mitzvah the Rabat, there's no such thing. So even though one is a mitzvah the Araisa, you still say Todr, B'sheini Todr, Todr Koidim. We won't go into the Rais, Avol Kaponim. There is a machloikis and this is it.
But there has to be a case. You went to the
bathroom? Yeah. Well, we can talk. That's what we'll talk about. That's let's go a little further. Mi she shoyse sam hamishalshe. a person took a medication in order he should have diarrhea, the yesh bedatoi, and his intent is mitchilo lafani sabnei ma'ayim. He wants to clean himself out. Ashetichla hazua memeh. He wants to clean himself out completely. Now, to accomplish this, in the next hour, he'll go another three times. But that's his intent. He wants to clean out himself. Okay. Yesh oimrim d'lo yivor kim acha gmar hoitzor. That means the purpose of this medication was to clean himself out. And so Memele, so he's like in the middle of a siya trocha, even though now he doesn't have to make anymore, but the intent of the sam is to clean out the body completely. So Memele, so the first day you hold, wait till you're completely clean. After an hour, you'll make asher yotza. V'yeshoimre, v'yivorech b'chol pam. Others say, no, that's my intent. But I will accomplish this intent after going three more times to the bathroom on 20-minute intervals. So I'll kaponim, but now I went, now there's no need to go anymore. So there's a chiyuv to make asher yotza. So there's a machloikis. So what is the halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins v'aminig kisvora achoyne. The minig is like the second day we do make each time. Ach, b'shul shul chazok. But what is if the medicine accomplished that he feels he has to go mamish in another 2 minutes? Shemagi shemiyad yitzach lifnei sheinis. That means that after the first time, in 2 more minutes, he'll have to, he has already the urge for 2 more minutes. Also levarech. So this is not the 72 minutes. He feels in 2 minutes, 3 minutes he has to go. Because the kama simetzadik beishek a little bit of toira also. Now let's go further. At the end. Now he's not allowed to make a bracha. He's in there. So now, because he has an urge to go in 2 more minutes or 5 more minutes, so then he's not allowed to make a bracha. He'll make eventually when he finishes. Now, zok the mechaber. Let's go back to the mechaber. The mechaber said a person during the day he makes a eisetz rochov. He makes asher yotzer each time, but he does not make al netilas yadayim. So let's see again the loshon ha-machaba, afim roitzer lumeit, even though now I want to learn. Oy lehispalo miyad, I want to daven. Ago ha-yoyodav meluchloche she-shivshim emhoz, his hands became soiled, ha-velohochi, so he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to learn. Ha-bainim avorech al netilas yadayim. So now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Av de kai mulam besimen reis lamed gimel, de le tfilas minche vechein la arvis, afilu eina yedei lem shum lichloch tzorech litel yodot. Now, choshkin kshosa tzrochov. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is asking, amur de kakashe, let's appreciate the kashe. La haloche, before a person davens mincha or ma'ariv, stam yadayim, he doesn't have the faintest idea that the yadayim became muluch lochis. But stam yadayim. So the aloch is stam yadayim, you're mechuyiv to wash your hands before davening. You're mechuyiv to wash your hands. So now the Mishnah comes saying, stam yadayim, you mechuyiv to wash your hands before mincha, before ma'ariv. This person, his hands are soiled, and you tell me, you don't make all until they should die. So he says, there's a big difference. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Av the kaimulam b'simen reish lamed gimel de tfilas mincha. V'chein la'arvis, afilo eini yedei elem shum lichluch, he's unaware of any lichluch, tzorech lito yodok. V'chosh king she'osa tzrochov, in our case it was osa tzrochov. Mikol mokim eini mevorech al netilu shedam ela b'shachas. But the bracha, there's two different things. You have to wash your hands, and ela chid has to wash his hands. But a bracha, you only make b'shachas. Now, what is the cheshbon for this? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the cheshbon is as follows. In Siv Dalet, when we learned Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, in the morning, there are two reasons why we make this, why do we Mesaken Netilas Yadayim, and why we make the Brochet. The Shita Sarosh is because usually a person slept at night, his hands are unclean, so Mamelin is going to daven, so you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands because normally your hands are unclean. According to the Rosh, if the case of the Mechaba, if he was mamish, it's by Mincha, and it's also Tzrocho, so it's a din in Shachris. It's a din. You're not allowed to daven with unclean hands, and the Chazal were Mesakin, you have to wash your hands, and you make a brocha on this. This is Shitas HaRosh. So, and the Shitas HaRosh is Afilu, you don't know if they're unclean or not. It's Tam Yadayim. You also b'chuyiv to wash your hands. Then you won't make a bracha, but al kaponim you b'chuyiv to wash your hands. That is the Shitas HaRosh. The Shitas HaRashba is the reason one washes his hands in the morning is because each day we consider he's a Beryeh Chadosha, Chadoshim Lav Korim. He was created each day. He was created today, Lavridus Hashem. And just like a Kohen is Mekadosh Yodov Minakir when he starts the Avridus Hashem, so a person is created each day, he has to be Mekadosh his hands. So this Chiyuv Netila is only once a day. I was created today. Today I say to Mekadosh Yodov, Lavridus Hashem. So that's it. But by Mincha, there's no need for it. Now, so we have the Amachlikis, the Rashba and the Rosh. So Memele, so if the Shittas HaRashba is that you don't make a brocha by Mincha, so we'll tell you them. So that's Pshat the Mechaba. The Mechaba is telling us his hands are dirty, 100%. According to the Rosh, you'd have to make a brocha. This machlik is the Rashba and the Rosh. So therefore, let me tell you, you should wash your hands, but don't make a brocha, because we have here, the machlik is the Rashba and the Rosh. So that's what the Meshibulus. Yeah, so that's al Tzruach Ro. That's another thing. That's al Tzruach Ro. One should wash the hands. But yeah, without a brocha. Only once a day is a Bar Yichadosh. I have to kaim olam b'simen reish lam et gimel sifeis. That means there was Nasir Gedolim, then it seems we're paskin like the Rosh Al Kaponim, there was such a lichluch, then we paskin like the Rosh and you mechuyiv to wash your hands with a brocha. But that's what the Altos Chaim says. Umi kol mokim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, all due respect to the Altos Chaim, the chatchila and losses mipsak haShulchan Aruch. We hear it, but there could be this right place can hold like that by the Dalem. I see as Dalem one should make a bracha, but he says lemaisa. We hear a mechaper that says you don't make a bracha. Time to say for maisa rab. See days. Hitil mayim v'loy shifshef. Af a piece of tzorich lavoich ha-sheyotza en tzorich lito yodov elo mishum nikiyis oi mishum hikoy. Now, to understand this sif, I'd like to say over the lotion of the Aruch HaShulchan, then we'll understand what the Mechaber is telling us. The lotion Mechaber is a little unclear. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. A person who was also tzrochav. Let's say he was mashtin. He was also tzrochav. He was mashtin v'loy shifshif. That means his hands did not touch the meriglai. He didn't touch any mokim in the goof that's mechusim. So that means that if he was mashin, his hands did not touch anything which mitzad negiyas yodav is mechuyim benetil. He didn't do anything. He was mashed in yodav. He was mashed in, and that's it. Zok to olach hashulchan. Now, ein tzorech lito yodav. There's no reason to wash his hands. Why should he wash his hands for? Ela mevorech asher yotza b'loy netil. That's meikar adin. He's not a sheges. He's an olachiv. There's no chiv netil. The chiv is a chiv netil if shiv shayf, if the hands became soil. There's a chiv netil if noga b'mokem ha-mechusa b'guf. Then there's a chiv netil. None of these things occurred. Now what happened? Also tzrochov. He told me, so what? So meikar adin, one can make a broche without batting an eyelash. Umikol mokem. But now the Ocha Shulchan says, Haminik aposhet lito yodov b'cholim. That's meikar adin. You don't have to wash your hands. But the minig is, we do wash our hands. Now what's the shot in this minig? V'chein kosav abeis yosef. That's the smachaba. The minig is to wash your hands. But what's the reason? You don't have to, so why do you have to wash? So he says two reasons. Very interesting. Kivin she'osa tzrochov, there was a siyas tzrochov, al koponim doirish hanikiyas shel ha'odom. Very interesting. It's a very interesting concept. Your hands are clean. But that alone, that your goof was oisit tzrochov, so we need a nekiyah shel ha'odom, the person. And somehow by washing his hands, he's metayach his goof. Amir b'kechidish. It's such a concept. It's not, he didn't come from Mars. There's such a concept that means is the Odom needs nekiyah since the Odom was oisit tzrochov, and that nekiyah which the Adam needs, will be yaitse by washing his hands. Number one, oy mishum hikoin. What's that hikoin? The gam kvoid Hashem beirishkein. That means you are oises chochov. You're making a broche. Meiker adin can make the broche without anything. But this hikoin, when there's a hikoin by Shmei Nesrei, we're not talking about that. We're talking a hikoin of the broche. The bead you're making a broche was also tzrochet. So of this hikoin, it is proper to wash your hands. So the mechaba is telling this last nalati the loshen of mechaba. Hito mayim v'loy shikshei. Ava pisha tzorech levorech asher yotza. He has to make asher yotza. But mitzad negiyas yodov, there's no necessity to make asher yotzav. And tzorech lito yodov, he doesn't have to wash his hands. Meiker adin. Elo, mishum nekiyas, so that's what the Ocha Shulchan says. Nekiyas ha'odom, I mean, since the odom was oisit tzorech of nekiyas ha'odom, since he's making a broche, it is proper for him to wash the hands out the covered of the broche. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, Ela Mishum, Bimele Bamelito, if he doesn't have, Afo Pikin, so he's levering Hashayotza, he has to make Hashayotza. Vafilo im Shiv Sheif. Afilo, his hands are soiled. Mashmul osayv simen dalde. Magnavom simkod l'chav ches. Tamahani l'brochi simenaki yodov. If he doesn't have water, so that's what he'll be menaki yodov. V'chomidi de menaki. Afilo, he was negeya. His hands got soiled. And that helps. Niko, menaki yodov. Siv gimel. Hitel mayim. Ve'isiyach datoi milahakol mayim. That means he was matol mayim. And finished, and he's finished. So there was chal on him achiv of ashayotza. That means he finished atol ashayotai. Ve'achakach nimlach. And then, later, an hour later, let's make it interesting, an hour later, Nimlach, Vihito Mai, and Pamachadas. Now there's a second Atolos Mai. So, Tzorech, Levorech, Beis Pa'omim, Asher Yotza. Amir Adike Mechaba. Now, let us just appreciate the Mechaba for one, let us just say the vial, one explanation, and then perhaps we can explain it a little differently, but let's just say one explanation. The Indian is, let us just say a chakira for 1 minute. Why does one make birchas hashayotza? But let's go perhaps, let us say a chakira in birchas hamozein, and then we'll come back to birchas hashayotza. Birchas hamozein perhaps is more readily explained. There's a din, if a person eats, it says in the Pasuk, v'achalto v'savoto v'rachta. A person eats, he's satisfied, v'zachia boche. Now there's a moiradike chakira in the G'dayle Hachoinim. What is pshat in this? It's pshat is, why do I make a boche? Do I make a boche because I ate v'achalto? Because you wait, to make a bracha that you wait. Or the chiyuv bracha is v'savoto. You were satisfied, not because you ate. The eating was echetim, so you got satisfied. The bracha is on the sviya, not on the chila. And let us just say, a poshet and nafkamina. A person, Rachman and Lutzon, was an einan. He was an einan. An einan is potter. In a brachas, and he doesn't make any brachas. He ate al tzayna. He ate al tzayna. Now, this achile is not mechayiv him to bench. And I know doesn't make a bracha rishayna, doesn't make a bracha achayna. The achile is an achile shaptur. I'm not chayiv to make any brachas. He was a dayna. He ate. Then they made the kvure. And said, now he's chayiv, the brachas already. He's after the kvure. And he's still that. He's satisfied still. He has a sviya from the previous achila. So now we have a hechetimtze that there was a achila that was not mechayev abroche, because it was an achila of aninus, but there's a sviya now which is mechayev. So now we have to know, what is the mechayev? Is the mechayev of the broche the achila? Is the mechayiv the broch of the svi in the nafkamina? The nesiva says that the hayodim, they say, mechayiv to make a broch, they assume that the chayiv is on the svi. Now let us just transform this chakira by asher yotza. Asher yotza we can learn two ways. Asher yotza we can learn. We say in the bracha, she'im yisosem echot mehem. Let's talk about that. It's achmona nitzlon. One of the nikovim, one of the openings would be sosu, yevshaliskai. So therefore, when a person is oisit tzrochov, baruch Hashem, it wasn't sosu, it was pasuach. So you make the bracha, there was a psichus nikovim. You make a bracha for the psichus nikovim. Make the bracha for the psichus nekoven. Or you can say, the bracha is for the result that I got through the asiyas rocha. That means, oisech obosa, baruch Hashem, my body is clean from psalmist. So we can clear the same shayla, and we'll clear the same shayla by a noinan. It'll be the same nafkamina. It'll be a nafkamina if it was also rocha when he was a noinan. And now, there was a kvure, but still there's no to his reifecholboso, so do you make the bracha out the reifecholboso? You should make nashiyotza. To make the bracha out the psichus nekoven, you shouldn't make bohefta stamp here.
Yes. How do you know when you, when it's the heat,